She followed him out to the rear, where he used his jacket as protective cover while he hoisted himself back up on the wall. While he perched there momentarily, she said, "Maybe we can get together soon?" "Okay. I feel after tonight we've really bonded." She seemed to force a smile.
"I think so, too.
Look, I'm planning to grab some coffee and a croissant at the Little Village Bakery around 9 tomorrow morning. Why don't we meet there?" As soon as he disappeared over the wall, Reggie stripped off her robe to reveal dark shorts and a navy blue tube top underneath. She waited for a few beats before going back in the villa and exiting through a door on the lower level that emptied out onto the public path. Finding the same blind spot in the observation lanes of the men in the van that Shaw had earlier, she started following him. He took the shortcut up to the village and wound his way slowly back to his hotel through the silent streets. If he knew he was being followed, he gave no indication of it. Reggie broke off her tail when he entered the hotel's front doors. At least she knew now where he was staying. She made her way slowly back down to the villa, skirted the men in the van, and re-entered her villa the same way she had left it. She retrieved her robe where she dropped it on a table and carefully lifted out the gun. She put it in a plastic baggie. It had Bill's prints on the muzzle. She searched the place from top to bottom after locking all the doors. Satisfied, she put on a long t-shirt, climbed into bed, and made a call. Whit answered on the second ring. His voice did not sound sleepy. He and Dominic were staying in an isolated cottage barely 15 kilometers away. She filled him in on the night's events.
"I don't like this guy," Whit said.
"There were two men out front," she pointed out.
"Yeah, but you still don't know what his angle is. I think we can safely assume that he's not some bloody lobbyist from the States. The whole mission could be compromised now."
"I don't see him working for Waller, if that's what you're getting at. He wouldn't have pointed out the man's advance team to me, and then warned me about the man watching me."
"So if he's not with Waller, what then?"
"I don't know. I've got his prints on my gun that I'll send along to you. I want to see if we can get a hit somewhere."
"Okay, I can pick it up tomorrow. But look, Reg, it's hard enough going up against Kuchin. We don't need any unknown shit on top of it."
She put the phone down and lifted the sheet over her, but she couldn't sleep. She rose, padded over to the window, opened it, and stared out. She was on the top floor of the villa with excellent views of Gord. Up there was a tall man who'd just manhandled her. He could have killed her tonight, but he hadn't. She'd never seen anyone move that fast, that fluidly. Not Dominic or even Whit, or even her. "Who is he?" she thought. "Damn," she muttered, before closing her window and flopping on the bed with a long groan. This complication was the last thing she needed right now, if this somehow caused them to miss getting Kuchin. It took another hour for her to fall asleep. In his room, Shaw had just finished talking to Frank, reporting in what had happened. He stripped down to his skivvies but couldn't sleep. Lying down, he sometimes found it hard to breathe because of a recent nasty attack on his windpipe by a fellow named Caesar. Shaw's muscles were long and ropey, and he was actually stronger than he looked. Yet the giant Caesar had been more physically formidable. However, Shaw had gotten a little help in their confrontation from unexpected sources. Love, hate, rage. But mostly hate and rage. The result was, he was here, and Caesar wasn't. He rose and opened his window to let in some fresh air. His window didn't have a view of the villas below, but he could see them clearly in his mind. So, who was the woman, and why was she really here? She might be simply who she said she was, rich and traveling alone. A woman might carry a weapon, it was not unreasonable. And the database search on her fingerprints had produced no hits.
Then an image drove into his mind that he tried but could not get rid of. Her bathing suit coming off and revealing the long, tanned torso sliding down into the smooth, shapely, and naked backside. Massive waves of guilt poured over him. He got back into bed and finally fell asleep.